This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping.
Worldwide.
Come on, man, what you waiting for? IDS. Let's stop playing these games with each other. Just go ahead and do it.
Just do it.
This is Queen Neen, and I will be coming out with a new podcast called Now in My Glass, where weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, I don't know, whenever the mood hits me, I'll be sharing with you what I'm drinking and what's in my glass. And maybe you can find something new to try. Maybe you can revisit a drink that you haven't had in a really long time. And I'll be coming to you from my friend's house, a restaurant, a tasting, or my own home. I don't know. Depends on where I am. So look out for Now in My Glass on the IDS Network, coming to you soon.
Yeah. Thing on. Yeah. People of today, and you say, Slimcast 78, why are you in Ohio? We do it like this. But I guess we might as well start it like this. And snare drum kicks and a bass vibration. You feel it in your system. I sit at the tip of the stage ready to bang. Any decane, give it up, this is an exchange. For brain things that the people of today may crave. It'll stimulate the body and the brain the same. You got a grip or not a cent trying to get paid. Then you can follow the wave, just push the drama away. Doing our own thing, what was far from slaves. More like two authors illustrating in the awesomest way. You see my partner and me trying to spark your chi and get you right tonight. I mean, how hard could it be? They say the apple never falls very far from the tree. Joe, put the balls in the beat.
Joe, are they talking to me?
Cause if so, that mean my son might be a thoughtful MC. Too many followers nowadays, so we taught him to lead. The only column I see is a high degree. But I'm on the MIC, come with that quality. I do it fluid then, put it out so y'all can see. I was down with rockin' ass beats and a raw MC. Combine Y and Z, then it get done properly. A fact, not belief. Zach Stock, he got lots of heat. Taking it back like property, side to side. Come on, rock with the team. We doing this for all of
all
of
us. Not afraid, just to say what's on that plane nowadays.
Now wait a minute, hey, we about to get it, hey. Some of you ready go,
even up the chain, just to play, to sustain, and be long after things fade.
Now wait a minute, hey, we about to get it, hey. Some of you ready go.
We make songs just like bases loaded, arms folded, holding our composure. Cause we supposed to bring cultures closer. This, it's just adults, we both roast the vultures. Slim and I identify why motherfuckers is tied up to shuck and jive. Tuck your rhymes and high, your baseline ain't trying to waste seconds. The mic that I'm checking way back then, I left them in a cloud of dust choking off of our exalt. Keep a trick up the sleeve cause the arms is long. Got a crown made of bronze, whatever I say to y'all. Rated R for realistic, positive and negative charge. Y'all want power, gotta turn that shit up louder. Foundation, we built it from the ground up. Round one, or call it a trial run. Now they face frowned up from the sound like nigga, now what?
Even what? Up today, not afraid just to say what's on their brain nowadays.
Now wait a minute, hey, we about to get it, hey. Some of you ready go,
even up the chain, just to play, to sustain, and be long after things fade.
Now wait a minute, hey, we about to get it, hey. Some of you ready go,
bump, bump, and then you say bump, 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 and then it go bump, bump, and say bump, bump, and say bump, 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 and then it go bump, 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 and then you say bump, 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 and then it go bump, bump, and say bump, bump, and say bump, 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 bump.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
Big D, Charlene, Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
good day, greetings and salutations, people of the world. I am your man, Big B. How you doing? Did you miss me as much as I miss myself?
What?
That's a resounding no. That's good. I can roll with that. Tough skinned, big boned. I can handle it. Take what you give me. All you trolls and trollettes. How you doing? I'm your man, Big B. You have tuned in to IDS. I'm not alone. Don't do the show alone.
Nope.
Got my crew with me.
You got Brian with you.
That's yeah, right. Fucking up today,
bullshit,
right?
Yes.
Man. My shit is like not together today.
That's bullshit. Mm. He was on the road with him. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, he's the one at 95.
Yeah.
I got Queen Nina in the house.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the show.
And Queen Nina's going to introduce the rest of the crew.
Okay. No bullshit.
Also, to my left is the beautiful, the talented, just always looking good, Mark the Doc Wally.
That was good. That was good.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right.
That was it. Why are you laughing so hard? She gave you a compliment.
I did.
Damn.
Okay, that was good. Okay.
She had
that
one piece of voice all ready to go, too.
Yeah. You stupid.
Yes, she did. And also, we have today.
That's
funny. The beautiful and talented, never overlooked Queenie, y'all. Okay.
Hey,
the third
everybody.
Princess.
What?
Hi, Dougie.
I can't stand y'all. I really can't. What's up, everybody?
Nice.
Hey.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, shit. But wait, it gets worse.
We have with us all the way out of California. That's Shiznit crew, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, people?
Two voices. Two down, one to go.
All
right. Yo, how y'all doing?
All right.
Woo.
Enjoying
the 75-degree weather.
You know what?
All right.
So what we're enjoying our 61-degree
weather.
All right. We're not going to get 60.
Boom. It's hot over here to us.
Right. Right.
We got on short sleeve today.
Right. We doing it.
Underneath a little jacket.
We got on short shorts today.
No. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Coming from you, that's a bit scary, sir.
Wow.
Damon has on his booty shorts.
Yes, hey. I need you to stand up so we can see.
No, we don't.
Danny Dukes.
Or not. I will turn this camera off.
You guys going to introduce yourselves?
Oh, okay. I'm Damon the Weasel.
I'm Charlie Bell.
And I'm Dino Red.
And we are the Shiznit crew.
Woo!
The Shiznit.
All right.
Look at you.
So, how you guys been doing? We'll start with you. How's your weekend? How's things been going? And so forth and so on.
Everything's good, man. You know, enjoyed the Super Bowl last week.
Yeah.
Our
till
Lord,
the end.
Our Lord and Master gave us Sunday off so we could partake in the on the gridiron at the gridiron services.
Dino celebrated a birthday. That's what you should be asking.
Yeah, it was good. I hung out with my girls in the morning. We caught a matinee and then later on that evening, we went to LA Live. That's an area out here in downtown LA where Staples Center and the Convention Center all meet. They gave it the little slick name, call it LA Live. And they have something called Dark Nights. Mm. So when there's nothing going on at the LA Convention Center or the Staples Center, they call it Dark Nights, and they have all these deals and encourage the local people to come down and spend money. So I went down there with my niece, who I kind of share a birthday with. Hers is the day before mine, and a couple of friends and my wife and baby. We all went down there and had dinner and some drinks, so it was a good time. Good time.
Now, Dino, 20 years ago, if you can remember back that far, what would you have done for your birthday?
Ooh, see, 20 years ago, oh,
because you know that's some old grown people shit that you did for your birthday. Like when you can tell when you've gotten older, you've grown, you settled in into your own, and you know what would you have done 20 years ago for your birthday? Yeah.
You're right. It's definitely a big difference between the way I celebrate my birthday now and 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I probably would have had a house party somewhere. You know, we would have got one of the homies who could have got a house from somebody. Because then nobody owned a house. But, you know, and as a matter of fact, I think it probably was 20 years ago when I had a big house party. And we just took all the furniture out, put it outside in the backyard. And we just turned up, even though that's not what we called it back then, right. But that's what we did.
Right.
You had kid play over there?
Yeah, kid and play, exactly.
Hold on, oi. Right. Cool, man.
Well, before we get started, in honor of Mr. Dino Red, we'll just kind of warm it up a little something like this.
If it's your birthday, make some noise. 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 If it's your birthday, make some noise.
Feel free to dance, Dino.
If it's your birthday, make some noise. 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 If it's your birthday, make some noise.
To get back to Africa.
Yeah, the motherland gave birth to Dino Red.
All right. Nice.
That's funny.
Nice.
All right. So, my crew, how was y'all weekend? How's everybody?
It went really quick.
It was quick.
I didn't do anything.
Not a damn thing.
Nada.
I'd say nothing.
I mean, like,
for me, it was a weekend of missed opportunities.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There were
to hear
gifts
that.
Presented to me, and I decided to wait like a few more minutes, and they literally
poof,
gone.
Sorry to hear that, homie.
Good things come to those who wait, not to those who wait too late.
So, oh, B, I have some breaking news for you.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The dog I was telling you about. It's back a bit. It's available again.
Uh-oh. That's a bad sign.
Right.
No, wait a minute. Break that.
No.
I need to hear this story because that's not a good
thing. No, the only reason why it is because she realized, I was talking to her this morning, and she realized, like, she can't do it. She don't have enough time. She's, you know, gone from work, from home.
People got to realize that.
In, like, 10 hours.
Having a dog, you know, is a big responsibility.
And he's a puppy. So she's like, I feel so bad that I can't really take care of him. So, you know.
Okay. The reason why I said that was because when we first got Mia, not the dog we had now, mm-hmm. we got her from a, that's not fun. Brian, stop laughing.
Oh,
don't laugh
no.
yet. Let me
oh,
finish
no.
the damn
Oh,
story.
No.
Okay, when we got Mia from a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now apparently somebody had Mia. She was a little beagle. Apparently somebody had gotten her before we got there,
mm-hmm.
and they brought her back.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, the people, they were honest. They were like, you know, the owners that had her before, you know, they brought her back. They said they really didn't want her. They never really told us why.
Oh, no.
They never told us why, right? I'm telling y'all, but this was the cutest little beagle, you know. I mean, she didn't like tear up the house or anything, and, you know.
She just didn't stay in the house. Yeah,
okay, Brian.
Brian. You're getting ahead of the story, but the, son.
Yeah. See, fight or flight. I'm like telling them shit. But anyway. To make a long story short, Mia, once you let her outside, she was like a runaway slave. You couldn't control her.
So you chopped her foot off.
And I named her Mia Kente. Nah.
No.
But look, check out. She ran away. The dog ran away about 5 times.
Oh.
You know, and I had to keep getting in my car and going, you know, circling the block looking for her and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. So the last time she, you know, fled.
She would never come home by herself, Doc?
No, I told my wife, I said, look, this is the last time I'm going after this dog. I mean, that's the last time. I'm not saying I'm going one more time and that's right. It. I said, this is the last time, you know, the dog do it again. I'm not going looking for her. And that next day, we took her back to the pound.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Shiznit Crew, the dog that Queen is talking about is this one here.
Now, would
look
you
like
want
a little
to,
werewolf.
Isn't he or she cute? What is it?
It's a he.
It's a he.
I was going to get her for my daughter's birthday. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But my daughter, she just turned 11.
Oh, perfect.
But she, out of 11 years, chose this week to show her complete and utter ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no dog for her.
Well, listen, a dog is a lot of responsibility, so it could be a lesson.
Yeah,
true. That.
I try to tell people, man, it's cute to have, but you got to put in that time. Like, a lot of people that have dogs need cats.
Right. True. That's fish good. Or goldfish.
Yeah, right. Goldfish, right.
Right. Right there.
You know what I'm saying? Just sit the shit out and they get to it and, you know, they can do everything else on their own. Dogs demand a lot of attention. And if you do it right, you know what I'm saying? You have to have, if you want to make sure that this dog stays alive in your care. Or in your care, you know what I'm saying? You have to have a schedule for it. It's like a little kid.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like a little kid. And if you ain't got a yard for it, then you really on overtime with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah. I can't wait until I get me a yard.
Oh. You want a dog? Yeah.
I do. That's I want two dogs. I want a little small little one, little doll baby dog. Mm-hmm. And I want a big ass dog. One that's almost my height.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. But I want it from a baby on up. You know, I want us to grow with
definitely.
Him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mastiff, well, I think you can get her the puppy, but just make sure she sticks to a strict, you know, routine of taking care of it and showing she's responsible. And then if she doesn't, then that can be the consequence.
Their schedules don't allow that. They're busy.
I mean, she asked me, you know, when can she have another opportunity?
Oh, shit.
To get a dog.
She knew it too.
No, I mean, I told her husband will let her know.
Oh, shit. Wow. Yes. Good answer.
Wow. All right.
Good answer.
Parents just don't understand.
No doubt.
She must around and get a dog on you. Be like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Where I smell? Right. She be done snuck a dog up in
right
this
in the closet.
Well, you know what else I bought this week, so that'll be taken care of anyway. So.
No, you wouldn't. Nope.
Anyway, moving right along.
So somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor. Give me the
news. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We all know about this Bruce Jenner thing that's going on. You know, this dude out
there. Bruce Shatter.
Hey, tell me something. Before I start Bonita. The story real quick.
Yes.
Belinda.
Brenda Jenner. Right. Before I start the story real quick. Bruce. Do you guys think that the Kardashians had anything to do with... You know him
demasculating him.
Yeah, I mean being around.
I think
women
Chris
all
had everything to do with it.
Oh yeah. So you think had he not married Kris Jenner, that he? Do you think that he would have still do this?
I don't
transformation.
I don't think it's if he hadn't married her. I think it's more so if
she
Chris
didn't
get that light bulb in her head and like I can maximize off my family. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like with the whole Kim thing, you know, with back in the day with the Ray J situation. Like she saw money. Unfortunately, she's using her kids, but I guess she's setting up the future for them. I guess. I don't know. But I think if that didn't happen, you know, he has no say so. He had no balls. He was just married to Chris.
He said, well, yeah.
He was just married to Chris. That
Mark,
was it.
Marky Mark, before you go on, that's a good question for the Cali folks.
Feel free to weigh in.
They probably see
anytime.
A lot more of it than we do on the East Coast.
Oh, good question. Good question. Good answer. Good question.
So what's the question again?
Okay. Do you think had Bruce Jenner not married Chris, maybe he would have came out with this transformation before? Or do you think the Kardashian, being around the Kardashian so long, had anything to do with him just starting to do it? You know?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with being involved with the Kardashians. I do think if he wasn't married to Chris, that he might have came out sooner.
Sooner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's rumors that he told her that you know, he had those feelings and those issues, and she was like, you know what, just shove that shit back in the closet because we got this money to make. So, I mean, that's what, you know,
put it back in the
street is, but who knows?
Yeah, like even after he won the decathlon and he started getting the cosmetic surgery, he started looking more feminine even back then.
Yeah,
he was. And people wondering, like, you know, yeah, the Wheaties, got a nose job.
Oh, I thought that, it was Fruit Loops.
Did it out look like a woman?
You so stupid. You thought it was Fruit Loops.
But it's gonna all be overshadowed for a minute because did you guys hear he was in a fatal car crash?
That's the story. I'm
yesterday.
Getting to.
Really? Oh,
that's the story. That's the story I'm getting to. But I just wanted to ask you guys that.
Fatal.
I'm getting ready to break it down. Okay.
But hold on. Before you jump into that,
okay.
I actually think the Kardashians did sort of aid this along, and just by the fact that the money is available to get everything done, he wants done.
I don't know. The little ones probably calling him.
No. Hold up. That's a popular misconception. People don't know Bruce is balling.
Yeah.
Bruce got money. More money than the Kardashians, all of them combined.
Yeah.
Royalties and all that other shit combined.
Yes.
I can believe it. I don't know it, but I can believe it. But I mean,
ever since the Olympics, he's been he made money from endorsements, from speaking engagements,
and he was a good businessman.
And he was a good businessman.
So. Yeah, he has more money than all of them combined. Yeah.
I wonder if he's
got real money.
I wonder if some hard earned money, not that bullshit reality shit.
right.
He got that old money.
It all feels the same though.
Yeah. And how about it? But wait, I wonder if his daughters, the youngins, be like secretly be calling them all types of bitches and shit. You know, not in public. Like,
my dad's
like
such a
that.
Bitch.
Oh yeah. Take your panties off. That, like, you know, one of them. I'm sorry. Has he officially came out? Because we see the transition. But I didn't hear of him saying, like, yes, I want to be Bruce Shadow.
Well, I heard that he's got a reality show that's going to be documenting the rest of his transition.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of reality shows.
But until that comes out, he hasn't officially
made an
announcement.
Right.
I don't think he has officially. As a matter of fact, what's funny to me is why do you even bother denying what you're doing? When it's obvious that that's what you're doing and everybody's going to see that's what you're doing, why even bother making...
I don't think he has made any
denial. I don't even think it's him. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about all this publicity and PR and all that. It's like, of course, they know this is the way to keep everybody interested. You know what I'm saying? To look forward to some shit. He doesn't give a fuck which way it go, I don't think. Because that's why he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, verbally coming out and saying that this is what I'm doing, they going to let it stretch. Just like with the whole reality show that y'all saying coming out or whatever. Yeah, he's... Come on now. I mean, it's a money thing.
No money.
Keep motherfuckers in relevant. That's all.
Well, Well, okay.
I'm going to do some shit like that, too. I'm gonna come out.
Okay. Don't do that shit in my house.
Right. Don't do it right now.
I'm like, what, you gonna come out like a dick?
But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna think of something.
Okay.
Shit. White.
Right. You know.
Right.
Start wiping off the brown on my skin and shit.
What a middle lady.
MJ, take my contacts hurt. Out. My eyes really blue. Right.
Yeah, that'd be something to see right there.
Oh, shut up.
But anyway, yeah, my man was in he was in Malibu on Saturday where he ran into the back of this Lexus. Okay. Now it's still kind of sketchy how he ran into the back of it. But if you look at the photos, it did look like he had something in his left hand. You know, while he was driving.
Like
now,
phone?
On the back of his SUV. Huh?
Like a phone?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say. That's what they're trying to say. But on the back of the SUV, he had a small trailer. And it looks like it was like some little 4x4 toy in there. Like, you know, one of them off-road type of things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what they're saying is the car that was in front of the Lexus stopped like 300 feet before the actual light. But it's kind of hard to tell where there if there were other cars in front of that car. But anyway, Bruce, when he looked up, that's what they're trying to say. Because if a car stopped in front of you, you should know, okay, car stopped. Now, what they're trying to say is he probably was on a cell phone at the time. And by the time he looked up, it was really too late to, you know, to avoid the car. So they say he swerved to the right, hit the back of the Lexus on the back right-hand side of the car, which pushed the Lexus left. Cross the median
to the oncoming traffic.
Exactly, to the oncoming Hummer that was coming towards the other way, and it killed the driver of the Lexus.
So wait. Let me get this right.
Yeah, I'm breaking down.
You telling me?
Go ahead, G.
That Bruce ain't all the way out yet, but he already running up in niggas.
Stop it.
I can't.
He got hit by a Hummer. Go ahead.
Hummer, not interested anymore.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. Y'all the worst.
It ain't take you that long to get that one either. Oh, that was good.
He already had it set up. It was
right. Usually I'd be on another story. He'd go back to that one. But anyway.
And that was Doc's diagnosis.
No,
y'all.
I
go to commercial break.
I was totally kidding. But now the police are saying they can't really tell whether he was on a cell phone at the time of impact. So they're going to have to check his phone records, and that's going to be kind of hard because you can never really tell, you know, exactly when the impact happened.
Right.
So,
I bet you the dude in the Lexus knows exactly when that impact happened.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, he cannot speak about it at this time.
Exactly. But,
he's very comfortable in jail.
Aww.
Yep, that was my next point. About him doing that transformation and everything.
He'll be in jail whistling Dixie. Literally.
Hey, you on the road. Hey. Oh, boy, I tell you. So, I don't know if that's going to slow up the transformation any, but, you know, that's going to be something to see. That's going to be something to see.
This might aid it. He might say, like, oh, you know, I got messed up in an accident.
Let me hurry
so
up.
So I had to kind of do some changes.
But he was a nice looking dude before he started fucking up his face. He was a handsome white guy.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know, right?
How about in Little Kim? Yeah, a little Kim.
This is the whole biblical box, right?
Why they messed themselves up?
Hollywood.
Hey, y'all. This Bobby Christina thing. Now, y'all know the Browns and the Houstons, man, they've been going at it ever since Whitney died. You know? Hey. And now,
I said before that, they never liked Bobby. The Houstons never liked Bobby.
You got a point there. But now with Bobby Christina, you know, on the verge or whatever. I mean, to be honest with you, all jokes aside, last week when I first reported this story, I told y'all I thought she was gone. But you know how some of the family, they like to, you know, like Bobby said, you know, leave her on life support because God is going to save her and all that. That's all fine and well if that's what you think. But to be honest with you, I think she's gone already. But anyway, you know, the Houstons, they're making, you know, preparations for the funeral and everything. But the Browns are messed up because they're not letting them into the hospital. Only maybe Bobby and somebody real close to Christina can actually go in and see Bobby Christina. The Houstons got the security set up, man, and even the gate where the cars come in. there's only like two or three of the Browns that have codes to get in to see Bobby Christina. And, you know, the Browns are really, you know, they pissed.
But isn't it normal, like, when somebody, you know, is in the hospital, like, only immediate family can see them anyway?
But what about both sides? The immediate family on both sides, right?
Exactly.
She's got more immediate family on the Brown side than she does on the Houston side.
Right, but currently the Houston's
the Brown.
Right. Right, he's alive.
Right.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Well, but Bobby was going.
Houston's, though, the Houston's are real controlling and really... They're kind of messy and petty and and controlling stuff. They're not nice.
Exactly.
No, they're not.
Exactly. Now going back to Whitney's funeral, they were pissed because Bobby brought like five of his family members to the funeral.
And
they
that's kind of like stupid that because it's like, okay, she just because you didn't like her doesn't mean that Whitney wasn't cool with them.
How about that?
Right.
And that they didn't celebrate and love her. You know what I'm saying? The same as, I don't want to say the same, but just as much as you did, right. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's stupid.
But Bobby said, it's my prerogative.
And then Ray J. Poor Ray J. Uh-oh. No, I'm sorry. I just thought, it just made me think of Ray J when he had just broke down when the casket went by. He just broke down. It was like, oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. It was so tragic. I felt like everyone wanted to break down when that was going on.
I'm surprised they let Ray J up in there.
Right, but that was her immediate boo, right?
Yeah, that was her boo.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Ray J was wrong as shit, though.
Ray J.
That's something else.
That's what I said. The stories that I got, you going. But you know, like even at Whitney's funeral, you know, they was, you know, the Bobbies, the Browns. The Browns and the Houstons.
You and your sauces.
Yeah. Those are my sauces.
Sound like a game.
You know, like my man
the
said.
The Bobbies and the Whitneys.
Like that was it? That the Whitfields, the Hatfields, McCoys, right? That's what it sounds like. Right.
But anyway, I'm gonna leave Whitney's funeral. I'm gonna let that lady rest. I'm not even gonna go back to there. But anyway, yeah, this shit is heating up again. It's heating up again. Whitney's people, they pretty much don't want the Browns anywhere near the shit. You know what I'm saying? But the funny part about it is, they say that when the Browns are, you know, getting real heated up about the Houstons, that Bobby really isn't anywhere around. You know, so it's like, you know, the family. It's not like Bobby is narrating, you know, getting everybody all pumped up. They say whenever Bobby finds out that his family is getting heated up about some shit that the Houstons did, he tried to shut everything down. Like, y'all calm down. I think it's getting to the point where Bobby is like, look, y'all motherfuckers can't come in here because I know y'all gonna act up. You know, because as a matter of fact, Bobby Brown had, after he went to see Christina a day or two ago, he had a birthday dinner back at the hotel with his family, okay? His family then got all drunk and shit. His sister then hit his nephew in the head with a motherfucking bottle. Now, this
sounds
just
like my family.
Bobby Brown's nephew called his mother a crackhead. And his mother got mad, hit her own son in the head with a bottle. Damn. Bobby cat, you know, it's just, so I'm kind of seeing now why Bobby might not want his family nowhere near. You know, because you know the media, once they get some shit like that, they're gonna run with it. I tell you, you laughing at.
You know how some of our people be. Come on, man. Some of our people, we love them, but they don't know how to act.
Right.
I mean, definitely we've had seen, especially I feel like weddings and funerals bring out the worst in people.
Ding,
people
ding, ding,
act
ding.
A fool when they're under emotional, you know, duress.
Emotional and alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
There you go.
And they go together. They go together.
A mixture.
Right. Peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, right. How about that? Because you know what? To be honest with y'all know I'm a hard dude. You know, I'm from the streets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, sometimes
you got married. Oh, this is not one of those before you got married stories?
I don't remember talking to you. Oh. But look, check this out. Like, you know, it's some movies that I watch after I have about 4 or 5 beers in me.
4 or 5 what?
Slits.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, who was that?
That was Dino. You already know that. Tell him to keep it real.
Right. But anyway, after you know, You get a little intoxicated. You watch 24 hours. You stop interrupting me. I'm trying to prove a point here, okay?
I'm trying to help you paint the picture, sir.
I don't need
any. Because most people, all you using is blue.
Most people will hear four or five beers and be like, that ain't nothing. But they don't know it's four or five 24 ounces you talk about, which is the equivalent of 10 to 12.
Okay.
Right. Just a 15.
But anyway, though. When I watch a movie and it gets kind of emotional, you know, once you got the alcohol in you, it kind of brings out your emotions. Everybody agrees, good. Moving on.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, this is going to be something to see, y'all. Between the Houstons and the Browns, this shit is going to be going on for a while. I mean, how many of y'all think they should leave her on the respiratory thing or just
life support?
That's it. Yeah, life support.
I mean, I spoke about it yesterday. I mean, it's. I think
it's up to her daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, my thing is this: Bobby has proven not to be the most responsible dude in the world.
I think it's
and
up to her.
The care that she's going to require by keeping her on this ventilator, or if she even comes out of this, the level of damage that's going to be done to her. I don't think Bobby's equipped for this.
See, I'm thinking, like I said, I think it's up to her.
And I don't think Sissy can take no more.
Yeah. I think it's up to her because if she stops fighting, that's when you know when to stop it. Y'all got the money. You know what I'm saying? Who are you to say that she's not going to turn around? You know what I'm saying? This just happened. It's not like it's some shit that's been going on for a year or two and it's like, okay, well, we see no signs. I mean, this shit just happened. If she starts showing, you know, weak, you know, vitals start weakening or whatever, then you make a decision. But I think it's just too soon to make a decision.
Has she been declared brain dead?
They saying that it's not.
Well, at least.
Yeah, they're saying that, you know, of course, the sources were saying that that's what it was. But, and then they're saying that, you know, he came out and was like, no, she's fine. But I just feel like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just something that she has to go through, and I don't know. I mean, the bad thing about the whole situation is that she misses her mother. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And she has not dealt with her mother's death. Coming from somebody who has experienced their mother dying tragically, you don't, and especially her being in the public eye, you don't get over that shit. And especially when you don't have people that's backing you, that's letting you know that, hey, I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? If you need to talk, or just being on you to show you that support, she doesn't have that. Because probably what she's seeing is everybody trying to come for her money. That's probably what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's saying that they want to help. They're after something. They're not showing that love. They're not showing that open heart, you know? So she wants to probably be with her mom. And I don't know. Because she was 19 when Whitney. She's what, 21 now?
I think so, yeah.
And Whitney died like 2 years ago. Yeah. I was 19 when my mother died. So I can understand where she's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Missing and wanting her mother to be here, you know? But to have that support, if you don't got that support, it's kind of hard. Especially when you feel like you out there by yourself.
I mean, I don't know if she does or doesn't have that support, but I think the elephant in the room is she has a major drug problem. Yeah. I mean, people in L.A. know this. I mean, I have friends who've seen her out publicly doing drugs. So I think that if she recovers, you know, hopefully, she's not going to be able to mourn or get past the death of her mom or do really anything productive until she deals with her drug addiction. You know, substance abuse problem. So to me, that's really the elephant in the room. And, you know, it's tragic. I just think it shows how drug addiction is cyclical. It's generational. You know, it affects the whole family. It gets passed on. It's a very serious disease.
Mm-hmm. It's also sad that the Houston side of the family, because Whitney used to take care of a lot of people, and when Whitney passed, they kind of some of those people got cut off because of her play husband. Her play husband, they say he's behind a lot of that, saying like, okay, some of these people got to get cut off. You got to take care of yourself. And
you're talking about Bobby Christina's play husband?
Yes. Okay. Nick Gordon, I think. Nick Gordon, right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like, yeah, some of these people need to be, you know, cut off. And I believe Bobby Christina did cut off some of those people. So, you know, they're not in love with him either.
No doubt.
So, and they were very happy to find out that he wasn't her legal husband, you know, because now he's not in line to inherit any of that money. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Houstons who are all about that money.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And that's going to be another interesting thing to see.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
You know, yeah. There's going to be some legal stuff going on behind that.
Yeah.
Almost to the day.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I want to say about the situation is, you know.
Oh, boy.
Going to take us to church.
He's about to take me to the bar.
I'll be back. Intermission. I'm walking out that bitch with my finger in the air.
Bring me one, sister.
I'm just going to leave this one alone, y'all. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next story. Let me put my keys back. Right. Moving on. The Lion King. Y'all know who that is? Anyone in LA know who the Lion King is?
The Big Lion King or
the Lion King?
Big. The dude who plays? What?
Anyway, let me go okay. ahead. Let me go
I
ahead.
Mean, wait, let's give him a chance to answer. Maybe know. They know something.
Yeah. Anyone know on that side?
No, we don't know.
Okay. Well, he's been in the news a lot these days. His name is Brian Williams. He was on the third helicopter in Iraq when they were shooting, and he got skinned in the head, and a piece of his head came out, and he dived into the English Channel and swam all the way to the end, and
hilarious.
He hid in a bunker for a week. And it's just a lion, motherfucker, right here, man.
The Lion King, I love that.
You like that little segue? Yeah, boom. You know, every now and again, I come up with a good, you know.
Shit, that was the sauces right there. That wasn't the sauces. But anyway.
Right.
Y'all tell me something. Had Brian Williams been black, would the story had went on this long?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Okay.
Look how quick they fact checked Selma. And that's a movie.
How about it?
They would have fact checked his. I mean, you can't get away with shit if you're. I mean, to me, this is the lesson that black people in the public eye need to know. You can't get away with shit. You're not going to get away with it. Mm-hmm. So just don't try to be slick. But I mean, I feel sad. I like Brian Williams. I think he's.
How did it come up that he had made those stories up?
I think it was one of the guys that was actually in the helicopter, the three helicopters at the time.
And noticed he was missing?
And noticed that, right. And said, that motherfucker wasn't dead.
It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I ain't see him.
I got a selfie with these motherfuckers. I didn't see him.
Right. Come to find out. His helicopter, Brian Williams' helicopter, didn't get there until an hour after all this shit happened.
Of course.
You just gonna make up a story like that, though.
But first of all, I'm like, that shit happened in 2004.
That too.
So I'm like, it's 2015. Why y'all bringing up old shit? I mean, how come nobody said something about it like 2005?
Same thing with Bill Cosby.
Did they just...
Boom!
Boom!
I did it again, dude.
Boom! I'm a genius.
Yes!
I'm on the roll.
No, nigga, that ain't the same thing.
I should take Brian Williams, please. No.
What's wrong with his ego that he needed to go there? I mean, it's already kind of badass enough that you landed in a war zone an hour. You know what I mean? Like, right. Why couldn't you just be happy with? That's already a good story to me.
Yeah, right. For a journalist.
You know,
and not like you're a soldier, right? You
know? Yeah. How about that?
I guess he wanted to be one of those journalists who happened to be in the fire while it was going on. You know,
they should have booked an earlier flight.
he would have been in the middle of
you like that dude from the last season of The Wire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, which one? Who are you talking about, Red?
last season of The Wire. I'm sorry, go ahead, dude.
No, I was just saying that they're on the last season of The Wire, they had they featured the newspaper part of it, and one of the reporters, the white guy, he would make up stories and
right.
Yeah, he started off just making up a quote here and there, and then it got good to him, and he just started making up stories.
Right, you know? I got you. But anyway, oh, Brian Williams, he's still gonna be working for NBC4.
Of course,
he is going to be the NBC's editor or something. Four.
Oh, I thought you said janitor. That's just NBC.
See, a little bit of a demotion,
right.
I thought he was just taking a few days off.
Yeah, but oh yeah, okay. He's still going to be the acting editor, NBC Nightly News.
Wow. Oh, so they saying that he's not going to be reporting the Nightly
actually,
News?
Actually, he took his cell
phone. But the editor,
oh, he
the
did?
Editor fact checks people.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Right.
How about that? But anyway, yeah.
If you're the Wilson brother, he would be the acting janitor.
Right. Oh, shit. I mean, who better to spot a lie now?
Okay.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Brian Williams.
He could be editing the liars.
I'm just so glad that y'all keep saying Williams, because I swear, when I hear Brian, I'm like, what?
I know.
But you know what's so funny is that because he has such a quote-unquote black name, I used to always forget who he was. I always look for a black man when I hear Brian Williams.
Yeah, right. I see that.
His little crooked mouth stuff. But I loved him. I still do. I didn't know that he swelled so much. But, I mean, we're just ordinary.
But it's
people.
Funny. But it's funny, you know, how a white guy can make a mistake like that. He actually removed himself from the NBC Nightly News too, y'all. He removed himself.
So he's not doing Nightly News anymore.
No, he's not. He's gonna be the acting editor.
Damn.
He's gonna be the acting editor. I didn't know you can do that. You know, had he been black, he would have been off of the show, off of everything.
Offering apologies and shit and public apologies.
I tell you.
I got the impression that he was just going to take a few days off, that he basically suspended himself.
Right.
I think this is he's going to come back.
I think this is the new development.
Oh, this is an update? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did he apologize? Did he apologize?
Shut up. Well, if that's what you want to call it. He apologized.
So he got on air and was like, look, that was some bullshit, y'all. I was hyped. You know, shit was exciting.
That's
the
exact quote.
But he actually, my man right though, my man did say he might be coming back in a few weeks or days or whatever. But his credibility is going to be in question then. You know, how in the fuck can you believe anything else you said?
Well, they brought back the, what was her name? Nancy Snyderman, I think that's her name. She was on NBC too, on the Today Show as a doctor. Mm-hmm. And she was the one who went to, she traveled and then.
For the Ebola?
Yes.
Yes.
And then was supposed to be quarantined for 21 days and was out seen eating in a restaurant.
Yeah,
they were like, what the fuck? What are you doing outside?
Yeah, she
so they like kicked her ass to the curb for like months. And then I just recently saw her. Back.
Yeah, because you see her, she's sitting up there with the whole hand sanitizer. I'm like, that is not enough.
Right. You know, like a whole suit, bitch.
That
stop
is
playing.
Not enough. Right. You sweating and shit. No. You looking all wet and moist. No.
Right.
You're not okay.
But the kind of cool part is, though, Lester Holt is taking his place while he's gone. So
on the nightly. Long head Lester, yes.
On the nightly news.
So. Long head Lester. That's his name.
Look, let me tell you something. I have a big forehead, but his forehead is a canvas for another face. Like, you can put you can put another face.
You want to stop talking about Lester.
Lester, he has a long face.
Come on.
The black dog?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and his hairline is like
way
back here.
It look like another. You can fit another face.
Okay. Yep.
See, don't look at my forehead and start trying to.
I'm not looking at it.
I'm just
trying to picture his. I'm trying to picture his face, girl.
Yeah, his that joint long.
All right.
I didn't mean to let that slip.
I met a friend of mine.
Ooh.
Was you his bottom bitch?
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Go hard or go home.
If I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna be the best at it.
That's right. There you go.
That's the only way to be.
Well, that concludes my diagnosis, people. We got some hot topics or anything else coming?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we got something else coming. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned.
Fuck a script.
Welcome back, IDS crew, chilling with the Shiznit crew.
Shiznit.
We got Dino Red, Charlie Bell, and Damon in the house.
Hey. Hello.
So, all right, guys, I don't know if you know that. So every show we always ask a question or we have a topic or something to talk about. So this one's a little deep, but I feel like you guys can handle it. Okay. So I'm going to put the question out there and then give our West Coast fam some time to answer it. Then I'll bring it back. You know, East Coast, okay?
Well, all right.
If you have a mate that you have been dealing with for a long time and they found out they had HIV, would you stay with them or move on?
Okay. I'm telling you, first thing I need to know if I have it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the first thing I need to know. So, and that right there is going to be a big factor in my decision. If I have it too, after I get through whooping her ass, then, then I'm about to stay with her. But if I don't have it, then yeah, I think I'm out.
happy Valentine's Day, bitch.
Gotta go.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Next. I mean, for me, of course, I have to get it. First thing is, same thing, you know, I gotta find out my status. But I think it depends on the circumstances that the person contracted it. You know, if they were cheating on me, I think that would definitely play into my decision. If they contracted it before we got together and they just found out, you know, that would definitely, I probably would stick it out with the person. And I have a friend who's an infectious disease specialist doctor, and, you know, pretty much with good treatment, HIV is really a disease that people can live with these days, and you can even prevent from transmitting it to your partner if you are very careful and conscientious about taking your meds. So it's not like it was when HIV first came out. But, you know, or if they were a drug addict, obviously, and they contracted it that way, that would definitely... So I think, to me, the big question is, how did they contract it and when? Mm-hmm.
What is this?
I guess I'm about to get buzzed too. Yeah, because it would depend on how I felt about the person. You know, if it's just somebody I'm messing around with, or
no, you said your mate for a long time.
Mate for a long time. If it's someone I care about, and the circumstances of the, I mean, you know, if it's an Arthur Ashe type thing where the person got it through a blood transfusion.
Which that doesn't happen anymore.
But yeah, but I'm, you know, just
theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah, or yeah, like you said, you know, somehow they contracted it and were unaware of it, and you know, it you know, if I have a strong emotional connection with this person, if the relationship is healthy otherwise, and like you said, HIV drugs today, you know, it can take the viral load down to essentially
undetectable.
And so a lot of times, and then of course get tested myself, but a lot of times people can't they won't transfer it if the viral load is low. So, you know, there's a pretty good chance if the relationship's good and there's no infidelity going on, that I would stay.
So I'm gonna ask you, Charlie Bear and Damon, did you guys become millionaires when I wasn't looking? Because y'all keep talking about all these drugs that will take you down to essentially nothing. That shit costs a lot of money. No. And it's not on Obamacare.
Yeah, it is.
So where's this money coming from that's going to take the bug all the way to essentially down nothing?
That's not true. It used to be that way, but these drugs have been made a lot more available. My friend that's an infectious disease specialist, he works at County USC. I mean, the people that he treats and that he sees are people who are indigent, people who are on low income. So, I mean, AIDS and HIV are both highly treatable. It's a different story. I mean, like I said, obviously if the person was stepping out on me, doing unsafe things and putting me in danger while we were together, that jeopardizes the relationship and the trust. But if this is as a health condition, it's something that I would deal with for somebody that I love and was committed to.
Respect. All right, crew. In studio crew.
I think I'm about to let y'all in on some stuff that Mark said, No. I had a very close encounter with someone who had HIV. And I didn't find out until after I had my child. And fortunately, that person, the strain was pretty much real low, undetectable. I didn't find out until I looked and saw medicine. So that means that they weren't ever going to tell me.
Oh, that's scandalous.
Yeah, right. That is scandalous. I cared about the person, thought potentially that we could be together and all of that, but of course that didn't happen. And that's a good thing. I mean, not even for that situation, just in general.
That was a betrayal of trust.
Yeah, no doubt. Because I felt like if, in any event, if you knew, you should have, even if you would have changed it, because it wasn't like that we were sexually active. We had sex, but it wasn't, we weren't active. It's my child's father. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
And we weren't like that, you know? So it's like, if you were to switch up and be like, look, I want to start wearing condoms or whatever, then I wouldn't have felt no kind of way about it because I already know, you know? But because you chose not to tell me because of whatever your selfish reasons were, you had me find out, and then you had me in fear of not only my life but my child's life. You know what I'm saying? But thank God both of us are negative. Of course, and the doctor had told me back then, it was like, you cannot, you know, it would not bypass you and go to your kid. So don't think that, you know, that was possible, what have you. So I don't know. In that situation, I felt like if I didn't find out the way that I did and we were trying to be together or what have you, I would have stayed because of him, because of the person he was. And he was a good dude and, you know, all of that. But because you allowed me to find out the way that I did, it's like, no.
Shady.
Yeah, because, I mean,
like she said, scandalous.
That's scandalous. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? You weren't even thinking. You're not even caring about my health, your child's health, you know? You know.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's just lucky it turned out. It could have turned out a total different way.
Hell yeah.
As, you know, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I get sites every year when my shit is negative. I take one every year. And not only because I was taking one every year before that, but I definitely take one. It's been 10 years and I test every year, you know what I'm saying? To make sure that everybody I'm in the clear. Whether I don't give a, if they offering free tests, like I was at the DMV one day and they was like, yeah, free test and you get a $15 voucher. Yeah, I'm taking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Any opportunity that I had to take HIV test, I'm doing it.
I wonder if people are still afraid to take the test.
It's scary. It is scary, but only you will know your results. That's why I'm so proud about my results. Like, I don't mind, like, when I go to the doctor and, like, have a clean bill of health, the only thing, the problem that I have is, like, I'm, like, borderline diabetic. And right. That shit can change with diet or whatever, but as far as, like, some terminal shit, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I think especially people that are extremely sexually active need to, even the randoms, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to get tested. It's important to be tested, you know what I'm saying, because you have my situation, then you have people that are out there giving it up, you know what I'm saying, just all willy-nilly because she or he look clean, or I don't know what people are still falling for that shit. Oh, people go for that. She smelled good. It looked clean, or he smelled good, or he looked clean. He keeps a nice place. I can't believe that. Fuck all of that.
Mm. Okay. Nope.
Simple as that.
Marky Mark.
I don't know. Shit, y'all cover most of the bases. I guess it depends on. No shit. I guess. Like you say, it depends on how the person, you know, got a disease or whatever. How honest they were with me. You know, like Red said, I gotta go get my shit checked out. You know. I mean, but if I'm okay, if I'm all right, you know, I'd be a little more lenient on the outlook between me and that.
I just feel like you cannot be super pissed and mad at the person when you already know that you have to be accountable for your actions as well.
Yeah, but
if that
still.
Person didn't tell you, okay, I understand you being pissed. I understand you being mad. But you on the other end, because you know it's shit out there. Mm-hmm. That trust it went to. Oh, she's clean, or she looked clean,
but,
or she. It
but
felt,
no, but I mean, she said you've been with that person for a long time.
Right. What's a long time? But see, what is a long time to some people? You know,
I mean,
what I'm
for me, a long time is minimum 5 years.
Okay,
right. And on top of that,
you know, and you build
long, long time.
That's a long ass time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, I mean, it's like you build a trust with people, and after a while, you know, you have that trust that that's what
but,
the situation.
But see,
is.
I understand that. But my thing is this, because I'm sorry, Mark.
That's
I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't even ask me the question.
It's okay. We're going to ask you the question. Don't get upset. Don't do it.
You just thumbed
the question.
You thumbed the mic.
He just thumbed the mic. I'm about to shove it in his. But anyway.
I know. So
no, but my thing is. My thing is.
I'm Mark Dangerfield.
During this. Because a lot of people don't make it a requirement to get tested in the beginning of relationships or what have you. Like, I have a cousin of mine that whenever she dealt with somebody and it's about to be something special, not saying that she do it, you know, she had a whole rack of relationships, but the couple of relationships that she had, they went to the doctor together. They got tested together. Like, you pouring all your trust in this person and not even, I think it should be a prerequisite. Like, if you're going to be with this person and y'all decide that it's going to be a monogamous relationship or what have you, I think that should be something that y'all do. So it won't be no misunderstanding. So you can determine whether you want to be with that person moving forward or not. You know, you can't get mad because you didn't do your part in the relationship.
The fuck, I can't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm with Dina on that.
The fuck, I can't be mad.
Me too.
It takes two to tango. You know that your health is involved too.
Hold on, let him answer.
You should do that, but that does not negate the fact that if you know you got something, you don't tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. You right.
That's the point. I was just getting ready to try.
You right, but you can't just totally blame it on them.
You can't be that mad. That's bullshit.
You can't totally blame it on them. Because did you ask? Did you ask?
Ability.
Where I don't.
If you raw dog it out, you know, with somebody that you haven't cleared their health status,
right?
Then ultimately you knew you were taking some level of risk.
Exactly. It's a not risk, to, right?
Yes. No, right. And if that person didn't know, and you find out later that person did and you took that chance, then that's one of those situations where you can't be all that mad at the person. But if that person knows.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that, what you think is a gamble, that ain't a fucking gamble. That's more like Russian roulette.
Right, no shit. That's premeditated fucking murder.
Yes, that's
you know
totally
what I'm saying.
Different.
You got this shit in you, and you see me getting ready to go up in you, raw dog.
But when do
and you know you got that shit in you? And
but
you
when do you
me.
Take responsibility for your action? If you know it's shit out there, AIDS is a fucking epidemic. If you know that that shit is out there, then when are you gonna be like, nah, you know what? I know this might feel good
okay,
or whatever.
Again,
I'm gonna wrap up.
Then again, it goes back to how long you guys been together. You know what I'm saying?
If and,
been,
and even if you did wrap up, they should tell you.
No doubt.
You do wrap up. Because
you are absolutely right.
All,
you are right.
All they doing is prolonging the inevitable.
But
that's all you're doing.
Right. But at least if you were wrapping up.
Inevitable.
If you were, if you were wrapping up. And then this person ultimately told you this is was happened. I don't think your level of pissed would be so high because you were doing what you were supposed to do. You were being proactive. If you weren't being proactive, I can see you being pissed. You like, damn, I done raw dog this shit. I done possibly got this brought whatever. Whatever the case.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
It just takes two to tango. I mean, I understand. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you supposed to be, look, I have XYZ. I don't know how, after how many months or
God
years
damn,
or whatever.
XYZ, is that? That's more further than AID. I don't even want that shit make this shit blow up upon insertion.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying, men and women. I understand about personal responsibility, and I do take personal responsibility, and I understand all of that. But that shit, I don't give a fuck. That does not absolve the person who knows what they have and did not reveal that shit to me. I don't care if I was wearing one, none, or 10 condoms. I don't give a fuck. That does not absolve them of their responsibility of letting me know before we go at it.
That's right.
That's fucked up, and they are not off the hook no matter what.
Right, but if you already consider and stand with them, if the situation was to be, so why are you...
I mean, I think you're speaking after the fact and he's speaking before the fact.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's two different things. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you decide to stay with him afterwards, then, yeah, you have decisions to make and responsibilities at that point. You can't be mad if you decide to stay afterwards. But
right.
beforehand,
about,
yeah, you need to,
yeah.
for sure, tell everything. And guess what? On the same note about that whole being mad shit, I could have just... saw you and say, hey, how you doing? And you could tell me right there, I'm still going to be a little bit mad. Like, God damn, you made me cross the street and shit for this. All right, bye. So you're goddamn right. I'm going to be mad.
They ought to be wearing a fucking scarlet letter.
Right.
Oh, shit. I agree That's with Charlie Bell and Damon, because it's kind of like, you know, granted, there is a lot of medicine out there to help people get through this where it, I mean, think Magic Johnson. I mean, remember where you were when you heard that Magic Johnson had AIDS or HIV, AIDS. You know what I mean? Right. So, like, pretty much now, to hold your story. But now it's like, either it's undetectable or he barely, like, I mean, they're trying to say he's cured, but okay, easy with that. But, you know... it's a possibility that you could still be with someone, you know, that has it. But I'm with Red in the sense of, like, first of all, as soon as you find out, we're in a long-term relationship, as soon as you find out about it, I'm going to need you to come with me with that information.
How about that?
And say, hey, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. Let me make the decision if I want to stay with your ass or not. Mm-hmm. And again, like what they said, it's like, how did it happen? How did you get it? Were you out in the street sleeping with people? Were you shooting up? Do I need to take you to a treatment program and, like, you can get clean and then everything, you know, then you'll be cool. But
you talking about if you was in a relationship
I said long term
relationship.
Yeah, long term.
Now
I'm not saying I'm.
Would it matter
yes.
how they contracted
yep.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Hell yeah. Because if you cheating on me.
Oh, you talking about if it was a situation where he can't. It happened after y'all were together.
I said. Right. The question was a long term relationship.
Right.
So I'm not going to 5 years like B, but I'm saying like. Even
see,
if
I'm
it was like.
5 years.
Even if it was like a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, doesn't matter. But if you came to me and you said, you know, hey. Ooh, think of, what was that movie with Janet Jackson and the dude? And like the dude
for
was
the
like
justice
for
the justice.
No, 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 no
house.
For Cover Girls. When she was like, she found out he. Now him, well, I mean, the whole movie, if you watch it, like, he needed to be shanked.
Yeah, he needed to be with him. Go ahead.
But but I'm saying, like, if he came to me and was like, hey, I got it. I've been sleeping around, da-da-da. Now, I mean, I'm probably going to have to kill you.
I know.
Okay. I mean, but if you tell me you have an addiction and, you know, and maybe you were out, I don't know, shooting up heroin, I don't know, whatever. I probably would be more apt to help you through it. I'm not saying I would still stay with your ass, but I'm more apt to help you through it and get you to.
I'm not staying and I'm not helping you.
Well, I mean, okay, this is
like, you're just gone.
Right. He's like, fuck all that. And but I mean, I'm just saying.
Bring my TV back.
Right. That shit sold. He sold it. They sold that shit.
Your 52 is gone.
He smoked that shit.
I'm just saying. But, you know, anyway. You know, with IDS, we always have the left, right, you know, straightforward. Sometimes we're serious, sometimes we're not. But thank you guys for answering.
Queen, the Deepsters want to chime in on that.
They can.
You know what? Before we even get in that, can I call out some people? I mean, they got some little excuses that might validate their absence.
Okay.
But can I call back to Feed Out King for... being on the feedback king.
What did he do?
Did I say feed out? My bad.
Yeah, he said feed out.
What the do? Feedback king. He's on my milk carton.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You're all over the hip hop digest, but you can't. You know,
shots fired.
Damn it. You can't chime in to where you're supposed to be. So
American Sniper.
Don't get started on that.
Right.
So where can they chime in on that one?
If you want to respond to this question or if you have any feedback, you can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 202-750-1-4-4-3-7. That's
1-1
IDS.
Do it. Be right back, y'all.
Still makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Okay, so now peep this. My mom sent me this story for being black. So she saw an article. It was talking about Clarence Daniels. He went into Walmart to get some coffee cream and some other stuff. And so when he was in the parking lot, you know, he decided to put his this is Florida, so open carry state. So he decided to put his gun in his holster and take it with him in the store. Open carry state, such as Florida, right? So while he was in, while he was doing that, Michael Foster saw him, was like, oh no, this man is gonna rob the store. So did I mention Clarence Daniel is black? Michael Foster is white. Mm-hmm. So when Clarence was walking in the store, Michael goes, he's got a gun, and he tackles him to the ground. And he's trying to put him in a chokehold and gets him in a chokehold, and all these other people come from everywhere. And in the meantime, Clarence is like, wait, I got a permit for this shit. Hold tight. You know, and everybody's going crazy, and you can see people walking around. Well, one little girl that was in the video was like, what is happening? I don't know where her mother was, but okay. But anyway, so, you know, he was trying to tell everybody, no, I'm not here to rob. I have a gun to permit to carry this. Poor Clarence.
What kind of robber goes into the store with his gun in his holster?
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Now, that one is as borderline of being black as we going to take, because that was being stupid, being not careful, and for the white dude, close to being shot.
Yeah,
how about that? I mean, dude, you should have hosted that shit in your car.
Yeah, fuck your rights.
Well, he was outside.
You know that exactly. shit ain't right.
You should have hosted that shit in yeah. your car.
He was outside getting ready, getting the out of his car, point, I guess, look for it and put it in.
I mean,
in.
Slim, I don't know if he has television or radio in his life.
Hey.
But black people with guns is not a good look.
Well,
anywhere.
Then Clarence knows well, now.
Supposedly the Second Amendment applies to us too, but apparently it doesn't.
I mean, but my thing is this, though. Not. I'm going to just be honest with you. Open carry or not. If I'm in a parking lot and I see a dude holster a gun, yeah, I'm going to peep his car. Okay, is that just not a police car? Yeah, I mean, actually, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to. I'll be the selfish nigga, get back in my car and leave.
No right shit. That's why I had to come up to the mic. I'm just going to leave.
I'm just leaving. So yeah. There's another Safeway down the store.
Well, Michael right. was already in the store.
I'll the read about dude. This in the paper okay. in the morning.
Okay, DR.
Right.
Yeah, Michael was in the store and he saw him. I don't know how the hell he saw all of this happening from the store.
You know, he's Steve Austin.
But either way,
I think black people should just stay out of Walmart. Nothing good ever happens to black people in Walmart.
Right. You buy your shit online. Get it shipped to your house.
Legally or illegally.
Yeah, that's right. Why I get mine too.
Okay.
No doubt. Charlie Bell.
Well, mine's not as dramatic, but it's just, so Dino and I work for the government, and we have government badges that allow us into pretty much any building of our branch of government. And I've been working in the same building for years, and there's this one guard, everyone recognizes me. There's this one guard who's literally every single fucking day acts like he's never seen me before, and to the point where
that's because you won't give him your number.
No, he's just never mind. He's just anyway, and so to the point where the other day he left after his post, followed me to the garage where I was going to my car. And I mean, I got a little nervous because who does that? And he's like, excuse me, where are you a government employee? I was like, I finally just got fucking fed up. I was like, motherfucker. I was like, dude, I've been working in this building for 2 fucking years. I was like, you literally don't recognize my face. I was like, take a good look. I was like, I'm a government employee. Here's my fucking badge. I was like, leave me alone. So, and then I went to my car. He's like, but you don't usually park over here. I was like, but I did today.
Hold on,
and
but wait a minute.
How does he know?
Him saying that you usually don't park here knows that he knows
exactly
who the fuck you are. That is crazy as shit.
Exactly. And so now every time I go by him, I'm like, do you recognize me? But it's fucking
dick. Do you know who I am?
Right.
That's not only
I don't know
creepy.
If that was a being black story, but
no,
absolutely.
That's being black.
Being whack. Being whack. Being whack.
That's not only creepy and stalky, that is also
being black.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell.
That's wild shit.
Wow.
It ain't easy for us out here, all Caucasians and Mexicans.
That was, ooh.
Wait, what?
What happened?
That was similar to Enrique's story, too. Okay. Them seeing him all the time.
No, Jay Full.
His building, in his condo.
Yeah, in his condo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Seeing him all the time, and then all of a sudden you want to run up behind him like, hey, sir, hey.
Yeah, Jay Full actually had a security guard story on the list.
That's crazy.
You know what? I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Really?
What? It is.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
So if you guys have a being black moment, you know where to send it: indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Definitely.
Or
keep an eye on that security guard.
No bullshit.
He might be a stalker.
Stop following the security guard. That'll fuck him up.
Yeah,
he wouldn't even know what the hell to do.
He might be an IDS sauces.
Right.
I didn't know.
I ain't there, boy.
You started that shit, didn't you, Brian? What? The sauces. I like that shit, though. It's catchy.
See what happens when you follow your leader.
It's catchy. I like it.
All right. Mm. Well, we got to get out of here. Dino Red and, oh wait, hold on. Queen, did you want to hit this one?
Okay. Somebody got Jay? I'm sorry.
I was about to talk to our guest. And our guest is Dino Red. Come on now, you are so lame. And the
Shiznit Crew. Oh, my bad.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't know. I did not know we were like.
You've been singing that shit for 2 weeks. Now you're on it. And the Shiznit
Show. See, there you go. Oh, yeah. I would have done that justice.
Cool.
You fucked that up. Oh, shit, Jive.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get my Whitney on. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me turn the mic down.
Dino Ray. And the Shiznit Show.
That's Whitney?
Wow. That's not like Bobby Christina.
That was not right. Whitney. I'm like, oh. Whitney.
Oh, shit. Y'all going to hell.
No. That sounds like Bobby Christina was, right now.
I was about to say, that was Whitney Vandross. Don't do that.
Oh, okay, my God.
I can sing in real life, though, for real, y'all.
I was wondering why you stuck your finger in your ear.
I was trying to get, you know, my levels.
Wow. DR, tell the people where they can find you, where they can hear you, all about your shows, all about your crew, your cast, your family, your friends.
We can be found on Stitcher, iTunes, and most other places where fabulous podcasts can be found. Look for us under the Red Rock Podcast Network. That's the Red Rock Podcast Network, baby.
No.
Well, all right.
Doubt. Okay, so y'all follow along on this and catch a drift on this.
That's right.
Drew Baby?
Yeah.
Two finger, one finger.
two finger to the weather today. Damn, you stole shout out to that summer weather out there we had for the wintertime.
Besides, don't take that away from us, y'all.
No bullshit, don't do it. Okay, one finger. One finger to that little midget that keep fucking with the super producer's back.
Okay, she's not speaking of a literal midget, people.
It's no, it's not a literal midget. It's he's not feeling. His back is fucking with him, and I don't like to see him in pain. So one finger to that. One finger to the pain.
No doubt. Doctor.
Two fingers to the Shiznit Crew. Who joined us today?
All right.
Hey, with a pretty lady right there. What's up, girls? What's happening? There they are right now. All right. One finger to... Do I have a one finger?
Do you? One finger to that grass that Buddy keep flipping and getting lost in and all that shit.
One finger to my one finger to my leaves there.
That you had in last September.
Yeah. I need to do that.
Them shit's not leaves.
Had I known
the
day was gonna be this nice, I would have went out there and looked at them.
Hold on, how are you back
in the house? I would have went outside and looked at them with my rake.
You don't do local news. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because
that shit would tell you the weatherman let you know every day. Okay, I'm sorry.
Only time I look at the weather is when I have to go outside. Like when I'm getting ready to go to work. Other than that,
it must be nice when you have to go outside. Shit, I love you, Mom.
All right, Big D, Big Dane, two finger, one finger.
Two fingers to the nice warm weather out here in Southern California. Nice. And one finger to my allergies that are triggered by the one.
Nice.
Nice. Queenie, two fingers, one finger.
Let's see. Two fingers to the man that I saw walking the other day that had a nice butt.
Yes.
Nicer than mine.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, is that a woman? Is that a man? Is that a woman? Is that a man?
Right.
Okay.
You couldn't say.
Then I got up on him and it was a dude. I was like, okay. All right. Well,
touche.
All right. Touche to the nice booty. Let's see. One finger. do I have a one finger? Let me think of something. One finger to my dog that when she act crazy when I try to. Never mind. Just one finger to my damn dog right now. I love her, but I hate her, and I want to give her away, but I don't want to give her away. But
Charlie Bell, two finger, one finger.
Two fingers to the IDS crew for having us on.
Woo-woo.
And one finger to the Academy. Fuck you very much.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nicely placed. Dino Red, two fingers, one finger.
Two fingers to my IDS fan.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
One finger to that trifling bitch running around trying to give everybody AIDS.
Mm. God damn it.
Yeah. I concur. That's my one finger right there.
Damn it, Jim.
Yeah. Bitches, bitches and woman or man?
Yes.
That's right.
Forgot about her.
Well, you said you forgot about her.
I forgot about her. Yeah, shit. Fuck her.
Could be a man or a woman, but okay.
Shit on you.
Oh, boy.
All right, two fingers for me to my second mama, my drug dealer.
Shit. Her pusher, his pusher woman.
Right. My pusher woman.
God damn it.
Go ahead and start singing
She's
me.
Building
I'm
a
your
line
mama,
bird.
I'm your daddy, I'm your mama,
I'm your pusher. And one finger to the reason why I am popping Valium and 800 ibuprofens like they fucking Skittles.
Oh, God.
You're going to be all right, boy.
My God. Oh, and what's the other one I'm taking?
Clap-a-scop-a-scoop-a-scop.
I don't know what it is, but that joint had me.
Wow.
Shawty, I thought I was pop-locking at work one day, and I was standing still. No, sit. You saw that? You seen that? No, that Mountain Dew Kickstart commercial.
Oh, I just saw that today. That commercial was scary.
I felt like
shit.
I was doing that at work all day. I was just.
You see, the one guy got really low. Like I was like, right. What is happening in this commercial? Oh, it's God. Scary.
I felt more like the deer that came off the wall and his front legs didn't work. That's what I was feeling like, man. My shit is just. My shit's banged up, y'all, but, you know, I'm trying, man. God damn. And one more middle finger to my guitar string that stabbed the shit out of me. And I have no feeling in the tip of my finger.
Okay.
Shout out great. Tuberculosis. Look, we got to get out of here, man. Thank you, Shiznit crew, for being so gracious and accommodating with being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having us on.
Good looking crew. Good looking crew.
No doubt. So, as always, we like to say in closing.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out! God damn it! All of you out!